Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. It would not be easy to find a word which is more misused and abused than the word love. We often speak of loving football, of loving steak, as well as loving our family members and loving God. Does loving God fall into the same category as loving food, or fishing, or camping? The Greeks may have had a little less difficult task in speaking of love, since the Greeks had at least four words which meant love. In today's brief discussion, I am concerned about one of these Greek words, agape, which has almost become an English word. The Apostle Peter instructed his readers, "And above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover a multitude of sins." 1 Peter 4:8. The King James is the only version with which I am acquainted, which translates the Greek agape by the English word charity. I understand why they did it, but it no longer conveys the meaning of the Greek. The English word charity refers to one kind of love, helping those who are in need of food, clothing, and shelter. The Greek word agape and the English word love connote a much broader meaning. Love means active goodwill, helping others without expecting any response. It is the kind of attitude Jesus had when he sacrificed himself for us. "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich." 2 Corinthians 8:9. As is evident from the reading of our text, love is of supreme importance. "And above all things, have fervent charity or love among yourselves." The expression "above all things" should be rendered "before all things." Being fervent comes from a Greek word which means to stretch out, to expend maximum effort. Other translations of the same word should be helpful. When Herod had imprisoned the Apostle Peter, prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Acts 12:5. The phrase "without ceasing" is the same Greek word we are examining. The Apostle Peter had earlier written in this same epistle, "Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently." 1 Peter 1:22. The word "love" in the phrase "love one another with a pure heart fervently" is the same word we are studying. The tense of the verb "fervent" can be translated "keep on being fervent in your charity among yourselves." Loving our brothers and sisters is not a one-time duty. We are to keep on loving them. This was one of the features of first-century Christianity which impressed even the heathen people. They were amazed at how much Christians loved one another and even their enemies. Thousands of Christians went to their martyrdom with love in their hearts and on their lips for those who were persecuting them. Could that be one of the factors which influenced Paul to become a Christian? He was standing nearby when he heard Stephen, the first Christian martyr, pray, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." Acts 7:6. Having fervent charity among Christians, according to Peter, shall cover a multitude of sins. Genuine love, loving from a pure heart, figuratively speaking, makes up for a great number of weaknesses. Please listen to James. "Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he who converts a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins." James 5:19 and 20. How very vital it is for Christians to love one another. Thank you, and may God bless you.